So, Dr. Singh, I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehab Center. Patient first name is Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E. Last name is Lotzoff, L-O-T-Z-O-F-F. Date of birth is January 20, 1948. Date of evaluation this October 31st, 2023. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety. And a recent accusation that someone stole her $200. History of present illness. This is a 75 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 10/20/23 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she had a fall and. Suffered multiple bruises, period patient also reports that she suffered head injury and complained of severe pain in the back and hip, period. She has a history of idiopathic neuropathy, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, hypertension, pulmonary embolism, muscle weakness. So. Period. Patient reports long-standing history of psychiatric problems and reports that she was under care of Dr. Bernard Cole, who passed away a few years ago. Peter, she reports that she's under care of Dr. Lazar, L-O-Z-A-R, and reports that she sees her via telehealth, period. Patient talks about history of taking Klonopin up to 8 milligrams a day and reports they had started decreasing it, period. She reports that she has been taking Sertraline, Buspar, as well as Seroquel, which is to help with her mood, as well as insomnia. Period, she denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. Period, she denied any auditory or visual hallucinations. Period, she continues to believe that someone stole $200 at night when she was sleeping. Reports in the morning she keeps her purse with her when she goes to physical therapy, period. Patient reports that she called West Bloomfield police, and staff also reports that they are investigating. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she lives independently. She's a widow. Patient reports that her son and daughter-in-law are involved in her care. Peter reports that she lost two daughters, one killed by a drunk driver and one at birth. Peter patient reports that she herself was abused as a child. Peter she reports that she has one daughter who has bipolar disorder and does not want to keep any relationship with the patient. Next paragraph, patient reports that she has a master's from U of D and work as a dental. Hygienist, and also later on worked as a recruiter for CRNAs. Peter reports that her dad died at 101 years old. Her mother passed away 30 years ago. Peter reports that she had one sister who lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, history and habits. See medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure 104 over 75, pulse 97, respiration 17. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, thin looking female, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, under mental status examination, gait not tested, speech clear, mood, mildly anxious, thought processes intact, associations, normal, thought content, knows, suicidal, homicidal thoughts, but strongly believes that someone stole $200. Perceptual disturbances, no delusions or hallucinations. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to a person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, recent, with a normal attention, concentration. With a normal language, with a normal fund of knowledge, good judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications under current medications. Sertraline 50 milligram once a day, Buspar 10 milligram 3 times a day, clonazepam 1 milligram 4 times a day, then quetiapine 100 milligram HS. Next, paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans continue. Sertraline and Seroquel as prescribed to stabilize depression. Number 2, generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans continue, clonazepam and Buspar as prescribed. Next paragraph. Patient would benefit from ongoing psychiatric evaluation, follow-up and psychotherapy upon discharge. Disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 9.9.304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, a common side effects of SSRI, antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, Buspar, risk benefit statements, and decision to treat. My comprehensive formulation of resident psychiatric condition and the potential benefits of medication treatment outweigh the associated primary risk noted above. This is end of dictation.